folks. I'm Bob Helbeck, the senior minister of the Church of Christ in East Palestine, Ohio. So glad you joined us this morning. Colonel Heath Bottomley, veteran Air Force pilot and war hero, tells of a fascinating experience from his childhood in his book, Prodigal Father. His dad had taken Heath and six brothers on a hike into the mountains of Glacier Park in Montana. On the edge of a giant glacier, the elder Bottomley showed his sons a small icy stream that tumbled over the side of the mountain into the valley below. At precisely that point, the little stream reached the Continental Divide. Part of the stream split and fell to the west, while the other half eventually flowed down the east side of the mountain, making its way toward the Atlantic Ocean. The boys watched spellbound as their father explained the wonder of what they were seeing. As they were heading back down the trail, young Heath sneaked away from the group and made his way back to the stream. When his father came to retrieve his 9-year-old son, the boy was lying on the ground at the edge of a precipice with his hand in the middle of the tiny icy waterfall. As he moved his fingers, Heath turned the direction of the flow, first one way, then the other. After removing his boy a safe distance from the edge of the cliff, Heath's father looked at him squarely in the face and said, "Son, I'm proud of you. You're 9 years old and already you are trying to change the world. I watched you. That water was growing into the Atlantic Ocean and you deliberately pushed it into the Pacific." "My soul was on fire," Bottomley later wrote. Thoughts of the amazing power of man raced through his heads. "With one hand, I can change the face of the earth. From now on, the Atlantic will be a little shallower and the Pacific a little deeper." After his resurrection, and just before his ascension, Jesus gave his people the task of changing the world. In Matthew chapter 28, in verses 18, 19, and 20, we read, "Then Jesus came to them and said, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age.'" The ordinary Christian, equipped with the power of Jesus, has the ability to change history forever. He or she can do far more than raise or lower the level of the oceans. The Christian can rescue others from the grasp of Satan and introduce them to Jesus. He or she can reach out and touch the hurts and the needs of suffering people, demonstrating the transforming love of God. Dear God, help us to recognize opportunities, even during this strange and difficult time we're going through. Help us to recognize the opportunities and help us to understand the urgent need to share your love and the message of salvation and hope with others. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Thanks for listening. If you would like to join us in person, we meet on Sundays at 8:45 and 11 a.m. and on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Have a great week.